Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Malaki ang pangarap ni Nadia Mofrad nang dumating sa Australia mula Tehran noong July 2018. 12 taong gulang pa lamang, napansin na ang galing ni Nadia sa science and technology subjects.
I took part in a physics tournament which was, I put all my heart into it and I had to do this tournament and compete for weeks and weeks in a row. But right when I was about to be announced as the winner, the principal of the other school talked to the judges and changed the result to the favor of my competitor. So it was right then the injustice made me feel like, there might be it that my future is definitely somewhere else.
Nais ni Nadia na makapasok sa sektor na ito. Lumaki siyang naririnig ang kwento ng kanyang ama na bumiyahe sa Australia at naiintriga siya kung kaya-kaya nitong makamit ang pangarap. Bagaman kumpleto ang panonood ng mga English language TV shows at awitin, ilang buwan bago siya nasanay sa Australian English.
It was a big shock for me. First time I remember when I went to I was in the airport grabbing my luggage and I said thank you, that other person told me cheers. And I was like, we're not drinking right now. I don't know why you said cheers. Like, so that was the first shock for me and learning that vocabularies are different, not only the accents. And I would say the first 3 months was not easy at all.
Matapos ang 4 na taon na pag-aaral ng Masters in International Business sa Australia, nag-apply ito ng permanent resident visa. Dahil dito, kailangan niyang sumailalim sa English Language Test at kinuha niya ang PTE o Pearson's Test of English Academic ng ilang beses hanggang sa makamit ang score na 84 sa pinakamataas na porsyento. Hindi lamang napadali nito ang kanyang aplikasyon, kundi mas nakatulong sa mga nakakuhang alok na trabaho.
When you say things with a nicer words, with very more sophisticated and more academic words, when you try to articulate yourself, I feel like it's very important. For me, it wasn't just for finding job. English helped me a lot to find friends here from all over the world. The diversity in Australia is amazing. And it helped me to have the confidence to go ahead and say hi to new people, the strangers that now are my best friends and like they like my family that I don't have here in Australia.
Lumabas sa ulat na pinagsama-sama ng Pearson na sa 3,000 visa applicants na kumuha ng English language test sa nakaraang 6 na taon hanggang 2023 at nagtala ng mas mataas na sahod at nakuha agad sa trabaho. Kabilang dito ang $20,000 per annum na dagdag sa sweldo sa Australian median salary 6 na buwan ng pagdating dito sa Australia. May epekto ito sa malawakang ekonomiya sa skilled employment, lalo na mga trabaho na mataas ang demand. Aabot sa 10 taon na ang ginagamit ang PTE bilang opsyon sa mga aplikante ng visa. Si Sasha Hampson mula Pearson ang nakikipag-ugnayan sa mga global stakeholder ng kumpanya. Ayon kay Sasha, sa kanilang pinakabagong ulat, ito ang unang pagkakataon na sinuri ng kumpanya mga pangarap at kinalabasan ng buhay ng mga migrante na bago at matapos kumuha ng test.
Our data showed that we had significantly more people who were in aged and disability care and in nursing and highly skilled areas like IT programming. People that were taking the Pearson Test of English went on to achieve employability. They went on to achieve permanent residency in Australia. They went on to graduate from our universities as talented individuals and secure employments. 91% had secured employment. So it's really clear that these individuals that are coming through are meeting the threshold and are then going on to make that positive contribution.
Dagdag ni Sasha na ang paglabas ng ulat ay sakto sa Harmony Day at ng International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Naitatampok dito ang kahalagahan ng pagkilala sa skilled migration na nagbigay ng kontribusyon sa lipunan at ekonomiya ng Australia.
There may be an existing view that migrants are not providing value to Australia, but our data is certainly showing that they are making contributions to address the challenges that we have with aging populations and with skilled shortages, and that they are filling the gaps where they're most needed, and so contributing to, you know, economy and productivity, but also contributing to our society as a whole.
Sa bahagi ni Nadia, madalas na nagpo-post ito sa kanyang social media ng mga karanasan nang dumating sa Australia. Gaya ng makakita ito ng cockatoo at lorikeet na tila naging bahagi ng kanyang culture shock sa bansa. At nagulat siyang maraming nakaka-relate sa kanya.
People were sending the information to their friends, a friend of a friend, and it grew very organically. I'm very proud of all the amazing 94,000 followers I have today. And I'm trying to help them by sharing the experience I had. From, like, for example, when you want to pack your bag and come continents away, like go continents away, what do you, will you pack and put in that luggage of all your life? Or how's driving on the other side of the road? Or all those little things that end up like me being here. So they've been with me along my journey. I try to answer the questions about Australia and Australian way of living.
Kwento naman ng Pinoy na si Eric John De Guzman, hindi kinikilala sa Australia ang kanyang teaching qualifications, kaya nauwi siya sa pagkuha ng childcare at itinuloy ito sa Masters in Secondary Education. Sa pagkuha nito ng PTE test, nakamit itong score na 85+ na nagbigay sa kanya ng oportunidad na makakuha ng trabaho sa isang secondary college bago pa man makumpletong kanyang masters. At lahat ng ito sa loob lamang ng 2 taon.
And I believe that actually definitely helped, actually boosted my confidence in my English skills because I was like thinking at first, what if my English level is not good enough? But then with that score, I was like thinking, not everybody can actually get the score like this. I believe that the employer also feels the same way. Seeing that I have that score, then they kind of like feel confident that I'd be able to do the job or like do the job properly. So I used that, I was able to get a job in different childcare centers and also with my school right now.
Dagdag ni Eric na binalaan siya noon ng ilan sa pagmamigrate sa Australia dahil anila sa umano'y racism. Pero bagay na hindi naranasan Eric.
Actually, that kind of like made me nervous, like thinking, what if I actually experienced like racial discrimination here? I wonder like how I'm going to react or how I'm going to cope with that. Because that would be terrible to actually experience something like that. I've seen like things like that happen like in the media. But coming here now, not at all. Comes to culture and diversity. This is the melting pot. Like there are like just many different people here, and that or having that realization actually makes me feel more comfortable. So it kind of made me feel like, oh, it's actually not too bad to be different here.
Ayon kay Abdul Rizvi na dating Deputy Secretary ng Department of Immigration at ngayon ay scholar na sa immigration policy, bagaman malaking aspeto ang English language proficiency sa pagkuha ng trabaho, hindi anya ito lang ang susi sa tagumpay ng skilled migrant.
Don't get me wrong, there are many migrants who have limited English but still make a really great life in Australia. So it's not an across the board thing. But on average, better English increases your prospects of success both in the labor market and in Australian society. So to the extent that we can help migrants improve their English, that can only help.
Ayon sa ulat ng Committee for Economic Development of Australia, na sinuri ang malawakang karanasan ng migrasyon kabilang ditong humanitarian visa program. Lumabas na malaking bagay ang English language proficiency, lalo at nakita sa ulat na mababa ang sahod ng mga bagong dating na migrante sa bansa. Napag-alaman sa nasabing research na sa average, ang mga migrante na nasa Australia na aabot sa 6 taon ay kumikita ng mas mababa ng 10% kumpara sa mga manggagawa na ipinanganak na sa Australia. Lumabas din sa ulat na mas mababa ng 9% sa average ang sahod ng mga bagong migrante na may mahinang language proficiency. Nauna nang inanunsyo ng federal na gobyerno noong Disyembre 2023 na tataasan ito ang English language test requirement mula sa unang bahagi ng taong 2024. Halimbawa, ang English language standard para sa mga student visa ay itataas sa 6.0 mula 5.5 sa IELTS test, habang sa PTE score mula 45.4 aakyat na siya sa 51.6. Ayon kay Dr. Rizvi, may ilang paraan upang mabawasan ang skills mismatch sa mga migrante at kabilang dito ang English language test requirements para sa iba pang uri ng visa. Ilang paraan din ang mas kilalanin ng international qualifications sa mga migrante, gayon din ang tulong ng mga employer.
On the one hand, the employer lobby groups push really, really hard about skill shortages and they want an expanded immigration program. They want more people brought into the country through the skill stream. That's fine. But on the other hand, the take-up of employer-sponsored visas, where the person, the migrant gets a job straight away, is very, very low. What the employer lobby groups haven't explained to me is why the discrepancy. If you're saying we're so desperately short, have these desperate shortages, why aren't more people coming through the employer-sponsored categories? And what are you, employer lobby groups, doing about that?
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Bibo Khan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.